Well, boasted by a successful meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris, the Czech Prime Minister came home in fighting spirit, saying he was planning to make personnel changes in the coalition government, push ahead with reforms, and run for re-election as Civic Democrat leader at the party's conference in December. But with party opponents snapping at his heels, is the Prime Minister strong enough to put his own party and the governing coalition back on track? A question I put earlier to political analyst Jiří Pehe.
I think that Topolánek has a good chance to be re-elected, but I think at the same time it means that if he's re-elected, his opponents in the party will not go away. And since his opponents in the party are tied to the powerful group of people around President Klaus, that, of course, is a problem for the party. I think that at this point, perhaps the only solution for the Civic Democratic Party would be to elect someone else. That means a third person who would be able to unite the party and whom both candidates, that is Mr. Topolánek and Mr. Ben, would support. But if only one of them prevails, then I think the Civic Democratic Party will have serious problems.
Now, the Prime Minister has said that he won't go without a fight as the head of the party, the head of the Civic Democrats, as well as the Prime Minister. In fact, as the Prime Minister, he is determined to push ahead with his reform plans. But in view of the number of rebels in the governing coalition, does he have enough support to do that?
I'm afraid that Mr. Topolánek's words about continuing with reforms is just a pipe dream. He has to maintain that kind of line, because otherwise his government would not make any sense anymore. But at the same time, it is clear that even in the current constellation, he would have problems pushing ahead with reforms if he prevails at the Congress at the cost of splitting the party or creating an even stronger opposition in the party than he's facing now, then of course he will be totally lame duck.
Finally, the Prime Minister says he is planning to make changes in government. Do you think that will still prove effective? Can he still sort of save the situation and himself by doing that, by changing a few ministers?
I think that replacing a few ministers may help Mr. Topolánek's government, simply because there are some very unpopular personalities, politicians in his government. But I'm not sure it will help the Civic Democratic Party if it remains split. And also I'm not sure that replacing a few ministers will do anything for the government's ability to go ahead with reforms. So, yes, Mr. Topolánek may survive as the Prime Minister, and perhaps the government may earn a few points with the voters. But it really doesn't mean that the Civic Democratic Party will not suffer another defeat in the elections to the European Parliament in June, and will go to the parliamentary elections in 2010 greatly weakened.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe there on the Prime Minister's chance.